The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3. And today I'm joined by Komal Mistry Mehta. She's the Director of Sports and Active Living at Fonterra's ingredient brand, NZMP. Komal, great to have you on Money FM. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and great to be here.
Of course, health is on the minds of more consumers now than ever before. I mean, of course, you have the COVID-19 pandemic. It's created an even greater awareness of nutritional value of food. And consumers are now proactively searching for superfoods, you know, fortified with essential nutrients to give their bodies the best possible chance of operating at optimum levels. In particular, consumers across Asia are looking to products that can positively support their health, active lifestyles, and build their immune systems. We know that we're living through a pandemic and health is on the mind of literally everyone. So what are some of the driving factors behind the shift in consumers' preferences towards healthy eating?
Yeah, well, healthy living is now a mega trend, and the COVID-19 pandemic has definitely, you know, reinforced the consumer preferences towards healthy living, and nutrition plays a big role in this. But one of the things I would say is, you know, the definition of health is also evolving. So what we see is, you know, consumers moving from mainly looking for physical aspects of their health, so like muscle maintenance or weight management, very much towards a holistic view of health and wellness, so nourishing not only the body but the mind and soul as well. So health is definitely seen as a lifestyle choice, so something that we do proactively rather than something that happens to us. And consumers seeking, you know, products that are more natural, but also have some of those functional benefits, whether it's improving my digestive health, you know, improving immunity, which is very topical right now, or things even like helping to reduce stress and anxiety or helping with sleep. So it's definitely a trend, and being healthy is, you know, aspirational for consumers globally.
And of course, during the circuit breaker here in Singapore, a lot of people turned to exercise and fitness, and because they had nothing else to do, they couldn't really go to the gyms and eat where they wanted to. So a lot of people started cooking at home and, of course, dabbling in a few products. Now, what opportunities have you identified for companies to tackle the current market when it comes to, you know, for example, probiotics and other such products?
Yeah, so we really look to the benefits that consumers are seeking, and I'll just give you a small example. So now globally, you know, 1 in 2 people all around the world are worried about their immunity, which has obviously been heightened through COVID-19. So if we look at the Asia Pacific market, you know, more than 50% of consumers will have said they've changed their diet and lifestyle to support. And in the US, it's even higher. So it's over 60%. And the way we look at that is, you know, we're a dairy company, and dairy is really rich in nutrients that support immunity. So everything through the essential amino acids right through to minerals, vitamins like B12, you know, they're all naturally present in dairy. And then, of course, as you mentioned, things like probiotics, which are derived from dairy cultures. So we learned about producing probiotics through producing things like cheese and yogurt. And, you know, lots of clinical studies around the benefits of immune system function as well, which, you know, supports overall immunity. So some of the things that you didn't think the goodness of dairy could provide, it's really about us understanding consumer needs and working with our customers around the world to provide solutions that can support consumers.
And what would you say the roles of functional ingredients are in supplementing the nutritional value, you know, of food products?
Functional ingredients are really important because consumers these days, you know, more and more, I think the numbers are over 50 again, around 52% of consumers globally are looking for a benefit when they buy, you know, food and beverage. And that benefit can be anything from, you know, supporting their digestive health or supporting weight management. So, you know, having functional ingredients that have some known benefits and have some science, research and efficacy behind are really important for us to be able to, you know, make those claims on pack as well. And Fonterra, as an organisation, we're heavily driven by research science. We know our products and have been, you know, investing in research for a number of years. So it's really nice to see that coupled with the consumer trends that are going on today.
We're in conversation with Komal Mistry Mehta. She's the Director, Sports and Active Lifestyle of Fonterra. Now, Fonterra is normally referred to as a global dairy giant based in New Zealand. Now, can you tell me about the health benefits of dairy ingredients, including NZMP's protein, probiotics, and other such products?
Yeah, so our portfolio, you know, dairy proteins are at the core of what we do, but also we have other products that are components of dairy, so like phospholipids, which is a component of dairy, lactoferrin, again, that's a component of dairy, and they all either individually or synergistically have many benefits, so everything from supporting physical performance, so that can be, you know, muscle maintenance and recovery, right through to managing weight, which can include, you know, glucose, blood sugar control, right through to things like our mental well-being, so which is very topical right now, supporting some of the benefits around reducing stress, anxiety, promoting sleep quality. So, you know, a range of different benefits that are all very topical and support consumers to lead healthy and active lives based on their specific wellbeing goals.
Now, Komal, you said that this company is based in New Zealand, and off air you were telling me about, you know, how you have to deal with different time zones and be up at ridiculous times. How have you managed to, you know, stay ahead of the game with this position that you're working on?
Yeah, so it's all around balance, and I think that's, you know, very relevant no matter what industry you work in. I mean, we service countries, 140 countries around the world, and given our population, so New Zealand being a largely small population, we've had to get very good at exporting and working with a whole bunch of global markets. So I think when you're in Singapore and you're working across the world, it's about balance and ensuring that you have the right balance between your own, you know, physical, mental well-being, your family time, and then, you know, how you integrate your work around that. So I say, you know, work-life integration is very much the principle as well to, I guess, practice what we preach here in Sports and Active Lifestyle.
And can you describe the business impact of an increased focus on health and wellness?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, we've said health and wellness is a global mega trend, which means, you know, that consumer needs are becoming more and more specialised in terms of the demand for nutrition to meet those needs. So the impact on us is that our portfolio, our strengths in terms of our science, research, know-how across our dairy portfolio, you know, really kind of plays into those trends. So really positive for our business, but ultimately we're quite a purpose-driven organisation, and it's all around, you know, our whole reason for being is around taking New Zealand goodness of dairy to the world, and the trends also have the ability to strengthen our impact globally as well. So really positive for our business, but also positive for our purpose, and ultimately for the consumer who are looking for solutions like this.
Thank you, Komal, for your time and joining me on Money FM 89.3. I wish you all the best in your future endeavours, and you take care.
No, thank you, and thank you for your time, and thank you for having me.